From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington, hailing it as the best chance we've had to save the one planet we've got. President Obama commended the global warming agreement announced today in Paris by a 196-nation group. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris on the deal that is now done.
Flanked by France's president and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius made an emotional appeal for the world community to sign on to a climate draft he described as ambitious, fair, and legally binding. Like Fabius, Secretary General Ban urged negotiators to make a final push for a deal.
The end is in sight. Let us now finish the job. The whole world is watching. Billions of people are relying on your wisdom.
The final draft text aims to limit greenhouse gas emissions well below a key 2 degrees Celsius target over pre-industrial levels and highlights the more ambitious 1.5 degree goal many vulnerable nations have been lobbying for. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Burundi's army says at least 87 people, including 8 soldiers and policemen, were killed Friday in the capital of Bujumbura in what it describes as coordinated attacks on military installations by unknown gunmen. Horrified residents in several neighborhoods, the capital told Western reporters they emerged early Saturday to find dozens of corpses scattered in the streets. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power said political dialogue needs to begin immediately between government and opposition.
The members of the Security Council condemned in the strongest terms the recent attacks by unidentified assailants in Bujumbura and urged all involved actors to refrain from violence.
Burundi has been plagued with unrest since April. This is VOA News. Spain's government says an attack in the diplomatic area of the Afghan capital killed at least 6 people, including 2 Spanish policemen, and is regarded by them as an attack on Spain. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the car bombing and gunfire that began Friday and continued into today before security forces killed all of the attackers. At least 4 Afghan policemen died in the attack, which took place near the Spanish embassy in Kabul. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports treating several other victims for injuries. Swiss officials are confirming the arrest of 2 people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. In a statement, Switzerland's attorney general said the 2 people were arrested in Geneva on Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. The statement said criminal proceedings have been opened against the pair under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Police in Southern California have now arrested a 23-year-old man suspected of setting fire to a mosque in the same region as the site where 14 people were killed by suspected Islamic extremists earlier this month. The suspect, identified as Carl Dial, was taken into custody late Friday and charged with 5 felonies, including arson, commission of a hate crime, and maliciously setting a fire. 2 Taiwan government officials visited an islet in the heavily disputed South China Sea Saturday, kicking off operations at a lighthouse. The trip may irritate rival maritime claimants, China and Vietnam, but is not expected to touch off a major dispute. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA from Taipei.
Taiwan's Minister of the Interior and Coast Guard head flew to Taiping Island and back Saturday with a group of scholars. They attended a ceremony to start up a lighthouse that can guide ships up to 20 kilometers away. Taiwan controls Taiping, the biggest islet in the disputed ocean. The diplomatically isolated government wants its peers to respect Taiwan's maritime claims, but without causing upsets. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou has not ruled out a visit, but was not part of Saturday's trip. China has angered other nations this year by landfilling its claims to expand its influence. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
2 days of high-level talks between North and South Korea ended today with no breakthroughs, according to South Korean officials. That leaves mixed signals about reconciliation efforts between the 2 rivals. The meeting of vice ministerial officials in the North Korean border town of Kaesong was not expected to produce any substantial results, but it is still considered a sign the rivals are working to keep alive an atmosphere of dialogue, something they've often failed to do in the wake of conflict. The countries also failed to fix a date for further meetings among senior officials. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.